Can we get you to just briefly describe your mother? We saw these...
Mother?
Yeah, why don't you describe your mother? I'm just curious.
My mother was a precious... When she came here, she was very dejected. I mean, after my brother-in-law died. She couldn't learn English. She was such a bright woman, but she couldn't.
She seems really strong from how much...
She was very strong. But that was all gone when she came to America. She really didn't want to come to America. She was very disappointed. Because she was such a wonderful Christian woman, and when she saw the things, when she saw the condition of my auntie's environment there, she just couldn't take it. She just pulled into herself. Then she was the one charter member of the Turian, the Brethren, Armenian Evangelical. She was charter member. She was one of them. And that's where she went. My sister still goes there with her family. And there's no family she has. They're all married now. So, but she worked quite a bit. She went house to house, visited the sick and the poor over here too, and helped anyone she could. Then she was living with my sister, but when Larry was going to come, I told her, I said, you've done enough for my sister, now you're going to come and help me. But she was very happy with me. Then we went to South America, the whole family, my husband, our four children, and we brought his mother back with us. When I saw her condition there, I said to him, if we spend our last cent, we're going to take her back with us. Mm-hmm. We had quite a bit of problem, but we got her here. Mm-hmm. She was such a precious woman. Oh, mm-hmm. But in 13 months, she passed away. She had cirrhosis of the liver, and nobody took care of her over there. Mm-hmm. She was sick for 7 weeks, and we brought her a hospital bed, and I took care of her for 7 weeks. But you know, I didn't feel tired or anything. She said to me, have you been a nurse? I said, no. But she says, how can you do these things like this, like a hospital? I said, you know, I had four children. Uh-huh. And whatever they did to me in the hospital, the way they changed the beds, that's what I'm doing for you. Uh-huh. And she used to say, the Lord bless your hands, that you never have trouble with your hands. She blessed me, and my mother the same way. My mother thought I was her mother. She got senile. I used to wash her and clean her every morning and take her to my sister till 4 o'clock or so. Then I'd come back from work. I worked, you see, nursery and florist I had. I used to do weddings and funerals and all those things. I used to come, and she'd go to the door at 4 o'clock. My sister said, what have you done to her? That she says, well, where's my mother? Why isn't she here? When is she going to come? Because I never argued with her. But when I took her to my sister, they argued with her. When I went there, she was just in a very bad condition. So I take her.
Your family was always very close.
Yes. Mm-hmm. My sister has four children. I have four children. I have 10 grandchildren.
Wow.
She has 7.
A lot to keep track of, huh?